I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
You might catch me in Atlanta looking like a boss, New Orleans and Miami, potty in New York, Texas, I be screwed up, Chi-Town, I be really pimping, but nothing like my hometown. I'm forever limit. Women, weed, and weather. Women, weed, and weather. Women, weed, and weather. From all over the world for the women reading weather. Women reading weather. And I always change this part. What more can I say? Well, welcome to the Bay.
Hey. Welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And it is a Tuesday. And we got one of our favorite people in the world on the show today. You know, it's our girl. You should recognize her voice. You should be listening to her podcast called What's the Tea. It's our girl, one half of the What's the Tea crew, Nick Jew. What's going on?
Hi, what's up, internet?
I'm glad you can make it.
Me too, because you know the other half is a superstar.
Well, I call him R to the Edginal now.
Yes.
Because he has completed the full superstar spectrum. And Nick Jew, I call her Nick Juicy now. So it's like, you know, we got the whole both sides. Well, yeah, how you been, Nick Jew?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I could complain, but that doesn't make for a very good podcast. So, hi.
Got my podcast face on. We glad to have you on at any rate. And, you know, glad to see you doing reasonably well, man. Mm-hmm. And, the podcast continues to blow up, man. I always see people talking about it on the timeline, and y'all are just, you know, so funny and so on point, man. I was, listening to y'all today, and I was just dying on the way to and from the gym. The part about the dude from Tonga, y'all almost took me out. I about died. I saw somebody else was listening about died too. I think Professor LCH was like, I about died. I said, they about to kill everybody. It's gonna be a tragedy today.
That man was so fine. And it was all oiled up. Like, that was obscene almost. Like,
obscene. His number
one oil.
And the number one export of his country was baby oil or something. I was like, he put it on display today, boy. You got to make all the money. Yeah, man, we've been watching some of the Olympics and stuff, and it's been pretty cool. I haven't watched a lot though, but I just like watching my timeline get their lives to, you know, especially when the black people do well for my country. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole timeline just lights up where it's just like black excellence, black girl magic, you know, and all that stuff. So yeah, I have been enjoying that stuff. Of course, on the Blackout Tips here, you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us 5-star reviews. You can also find JL Covan's newest stand-up album on iTunes. And if you look in the comedy charts, you can find it at number 2 right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, the Black Guy Who Tips bump is magic and it's real. So I'm gonna need y'all to help us get it to number 1. I've done my part, okay? I bought the album. Mm-hmm. I moved it up the chart. I feel like if you listening to this, spend that $9.99 so that we can get JL to number 1, and just shove it right in Corolla's face and let him know who really supports the half black artist out here, okay, guys? half black lives matter, okay, guys?
Oh, and I'm just not seeing that Tonga.
Tonga dude. Oh, you went and looked it up while I was talking.
Yeah, because I didn't know, because I didn't see it. And mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, that oil. Yes, sir.
He was already fine as hell, and then he just dipped himself in a vat of oil.
Right, glistening all over my body. What the hell is happening here, boy? You hit that, you. You gonna be for a ride. You gonna slap straight off his ass.
He looked like a piece of bacon wearing an Instagram flower crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the timelines in shambles, dog. I didn't even watch the opening ceremonies, and I seen that dude picture and gifts and everything. Like, even I think BuzzFeed, like brand accounts were tweeting about that dude. Like, what is this?
They shimmied in my face with that oil.
Right. Yeah, you're right. He was, the water was glistening all over his body.
Yeah, it was. Cause I missed it. So I was like, well, let me Google to see what they talk about.
Oh man. Yeah, I think he even went on like the, either like, whatever like Kathy Lee and Hoda show is in the morning. And they was all thirsting over him. they was about to bust it wide open all over him, touching him and stuff. And I was like, this is amazing, man. Oh man. It's,
whole world thirsty, the entire world. I saw tweets in so many different languages talking about that man.
Yes. You know, it's amazing, right, that like as far as our society comes on some shit, like like we still collectively as a society will be like, let's bust it open for this motherfucker right here, because they are fine. Okay, forget everything you heard. Like I've seen all this like really smart commentary around like, is it sexist when they talk about these women athletes this way? And why do they keep asking this one girl if she's been, about her adoptive parents? And why do they do that? Like all this like really nuanced stuff. It comes to the Tonga dude, everybody just like, skeet, 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 skeet. I haven't even seen, I'm sure it's out there, but I haven't even seen the, is it problematic the way that we objectify these athletes? I haven't even seen that because everybody was too busy skeeting. They just was like, I understand.
Yeah, I completely understand.
All right. You can find us on iTunes. The official web of the show is
The Taser
and Unofficial Sport.
Bullet Ball.
And Bullet Ball Extreme.
Boom. And today, we didn't even say this yesterday because we were so excited to have JL Covan. But today is actually day 601. Ooh. That Bobby Shmurda's been locked up in jail. Yesterday was 600. Free Bobby, man. I mean, at least lower that bail. I mean, damn, can a brother work? How are you supposed to get paid for his court case? And he can't even go out and earn money. We cover crimes every day that are much more heinous and much more conclusive. And those motherfuckers be out walking around. It's like, come on now. Yes.
And something I like to say, a reminder popped up in my phone the other day, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and make this announcement. For those of you that are new to the Black Guy Who Tips, September 2nd is the Black Guy Who Tips Day, where we ask people to wear t-shirts, sweatshirts, any paraphernalia they have, May the Vote shirts.
You can get a bunch of this stuff in the Blackout Tips stores. You can find it on the blackouttips.com on the front page. Go to get your stuff from the Cafe Press store. We only make $1 per item because honestly we just would rather y'all be out here rocking our shit than we're not gonna ever get rich doing it. But we just think it's really cool when people rock that stuff, you know. So if you got hats, coffee mugs, all this stuff, stickers. Take pictures, let's hashtag it. It's September the 2nd.
Yep,
which is our anniversary. Mm-hmm. So you can celebrate our anniversary with us.
It's and, the second year.
You know, celebrate the thing that we built and brought into this world, this podcast, and also our marriage, you know, but mostly this podcast. That's what's important. Y'all need to celebrate this shit September the 2nd, and we're going to try to remind you building up to it. So,
I thought about it. I said, let me give people ample enough time to place their orders so they get it in enough time, and we did it September 2nd, so I'm bad with dates, so I wouldn't forget.
Yeah, I like this new aggressive Karen on the mic over here. She's been
Karen, she getting the congregation together.
And we are sponsored by, I'm like, ooh. I thought I was gonna say it. You got it. Thing.
I ain't trying to mess the money up.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. I almost forgot one time on the low.
I thought about it. I was like, yeah. It's twice. You only did it once.
Yeah.
Trying to get her, quit her job too. I'm on team Karen, quit her job. So right.
For real. Well, yeah, I'm on that team too. Yeah. I'm on that team too. So yeah, make sure you guys do that stuff, and it helps out the show. Also, we are sponsored, speaking of which, we're sponsored by Loot Crate. That's right, Loot Crate is a monthly mystery crate filled with exclusive items from the biggest and best pop culture franchises, you know, for nerdy type stuff. Go to lootcrate.com/tbgwt, enter offer code TBGWT, and you get $3 off of any new subscription. Make sure that you sign up by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific time or midnight Eastern time, and you will get this month's crate, which is anti-hero. That is the theme for this month, and we'll get more into that theme later. But yeah, it's less than $20 a month. You get 6 to 8 items, licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. lootcrate.com/tbgwt, and the offer code is tbgwt to get $3 off any new subscription. All right, let's get into all this news and stuff. Things continue to happen, guys.
Apparently they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Yes.
I said we could talk about love another time. I didn't know you want to talk about that Blue Apron.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Nope.
Not yet. Okay.
Mm-mm. They ain't paying me no money.
I used to have them for a cool minute.
Yeah. I mean, they straight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they ain't getting no free sprints. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Run the money.
Run my coin. Mm-hmm. I see y'all on these podcast street being advertisers. Holler at your partners over here.
True.
We trying to bang on something. At any rate, I was at the gym today playing basketball, mm-hmm. and like we play during lunch, and it's all adults, like people with jobs and shit, which all is right. cool because for the most part, everybody has a life outside of basketball,
and
so
and responsible and got 401ks and like I'm not trying to get injured today.
Not a lot of arguing, not mm-hmm. a lot of people only got a limited amount of time to play on their lunch breaks,
right?
All that stuff. So I love playing at lunch because it's just a fast, intense run, and when you're done, you're done. There's not a lot of kids and stuff. But with school being out, half the gym is taken up by this like these summer camp kids, right? Because mm-hmm. the YMCA, and that's cool and all. But I caught myself being such an adult today, because like we were playing on like, because the kids go outside for like recess or something for a little bit, then they come back. Mm-hmm. So we were playing on that side until they got back, and in the middle of the game they came back. It was like, fuck, gotta stop back. The game,
right?
And so I was just sitting down and I was like, when y'all little niggas going back to school? Damn.
Yeah.
What day is it? Is it not August 29th yet? Like, what the fuck is wrong with our education system? Did y'all get such a long break? Like, what, Japan? They just go to school year round. That's why they better than us. And I was...
You can't do the kids like that. Come on.
Yeah, I just caught myself being, like, such a hater. Because I remember when I was in school, summer was never long enough.
Ain't that the truth?
It was like, it felt like you got out in June and you was back in school like that weekend. You're like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, you go outside and play, you come back to the house and it's textbooks waiting on you in school clothes. And you just like, what?
Yes.
What the fuck was that? That was mom. Why are we going school shopping so quick? You know, like school shopping was really the only positive part of that experience, was being like, I'm gonna have some fresh clothes. But then after you put your fresh clothes on when you can't sleep the night before, you realize that you gotta go to school in them.
Yep.
Which defeats the purpose. The freshest nigga in school. Yeah, that don't make no sense. I actually saw a video on Facebook today about this kid. He was going through the struggle, and he's a little young dude. I'm gonna play it in the chat so you guys can see it. And Nick, you can't hear it.
Oh no.
Oh no, hold up, we can't do this. We gotta do this tomorrow. But it was this kid talking about his shoes and stuff, and it was so good to me. But we'll do it tomorrow.
No problem.
All right, let's talk about something else. Donald Trump apparently hinted at the Second Amendment people needing to help take care of Hillary Clinton.
This nigga.
Yeah, man. He was at a rally in...
What did he say? Shoot the bitch?
He's at a rally in North Carolina.
Of course, yeah, in Cumberland County. He in Fayetteville. The same place that dude punched that dude and the dude got arrested. Not the dude that punched him, the dude that got punched.
We are the Florida of the Carolinas.
Come on, doll. Between North and South Carolina, North Carolina.
I never thought I'd be at this point, but
we always thought we was snooty because we was above you, South Carolina, but apparently we not above you.
Yeah. Like, we always could hold that over their head. Like, oh, man, we quit in the Civil War before your ass quit because we was more progressive by, like, 3 weeks. And then now we can't even say that.
No, we could say, you 50th in education, we 48th. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah,
don't even matter no more.
He said, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although, the Second Amendment people, maybe there is.
Wow.
just a disgusting human being. Mm-hmm. Disgusting individual, dog.
They give zero fucks.
Yeah. And the jig is, they're already, you know, trying to cop pleas for him, saying like, that's not what he was saying and this mm-hmm. and that. But these are the same people who say that the Black Lives Matter movement is inciting violence against police. The yeah. jig.
So right up in the air, like way up in the, just like Ezekiel saw the wheel. Yeah, that joint is so, is like, it's one of the reasons I don't really watch a lot of political TV is mm-hmm. because so much of it is just about lying and staying employed. Like, we talk about politicians, there needs to be like term limits on news anchors. Like mm-hmm. you shouldn't be able to just sit at that desk forever being a just a piece of shit with no integrity and no, like, no incentive to have integrity, because your entire job is just to get ratings. So, you know, you do, TV places are doing stuff like giving Charles Barkley a show about race and shit like that, because it's like, well, we, you know the game, guys. We're not here to like actually accomplish some shit.
Why would we want to do that?
All right, we'll just have Trump's people come on and blatantly lie and make up shit, and we'll just go, okay, yeah, that's, hey, we'll cut to commercial and this will go viral on Twitter. But all right, let's talk about these women, okay, ladies. There's a new article out that says high heels can be good for you.
Oh,
and
here we go.
An expert reveals 7 things every stiletto lover needs to know. Okay. apparently, it can help with certain issues. Now, it's not every high heel, okay? They weren't saying, you know, like everything counts, but like even if you choose a pair chunky, you know, heels or the 2-inch high heels, it'll actually give you like better support and stuff like that. So first,
it depends on who you ask.
This is what the experts say. Okay.
Give a damn about no expert.
I didn't say this.
How my body feel?
I didn't say this. Okay. This was who is this that came up with this? Healthista. Is that like a site or a person? Healthista. I guess it's a website. All right, so the health stuff, I don't know. Anyway, she said that wearing a shoe with a heel can protect your back and feet as they naturally allow some support through the arch of the foot.
Well, she ain't talking to no foot doctor, because they'll tell you heels is like one of the worst things. Like they'll tell you heels is one of the worst things ever invented. Like people that have to, not all women, but for some women, they actually have to have surgery to correct the arches and shit like that from their feet and stuff getting so fucked up from heels. I mean, heels are cute and I wear them every now and then, but like if you ask the people that have to repair women's feet from heels, they tell you a whole nother story.
Okay, all right, well, that she also says comparably, flat shoes like Uggs, flip-flops and ballet pumps are worse for your feet and posture.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, because they have no support.
She says wider is wiser. Okay, you need to find shoes with a wider heel and wider front of your foot so that the toes don't get cramped and your weight is more evenly balanced. Well, that almost defeats the purpose for a lot of people, because they want to look like Cinderella with them heels, you know what I'm saying? Like they want to slide a foot in there, you know, grease it up like that dude from Tongan, slide it on up in there.
Yes.
So that your feet don't look big.
And also, and it varies, when it comes to it, a lot of it is men don't have to wear heels, so they don't give a fuck. So a lot of the pressure is on women to wear heels. And I know there's some women that love heels. And if you love heels, that's your thing, honey, go for it. But I know as far as me, first time I put my ass in some heels, I almost fucking fell in the parking lot. I said, fuck this shit. And my mama was like, are you gonna wear heels? She said, if you don't, or something, she said, if you don't, buy your own. Ever since then, I bought my own fucking pair of shoes. Fuck you. I was like, no, I'm not busting my face in the parking lot trying to look cute. This is just me talking. I can't speak for nobody else. And I'm just old, like just an old soul. I'm like, I'm good.
We are at point one, y'all. Point one. Got 6 more of these to go.
Yup, my bad.
But you know, but men do wear heels sometimes, and when they do, they be rocking them though. So I'm just saying, anyway.
Men do wear heels
sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
RuPaul got a whole stable of dudes that be rocking heels sometimes. I mean,
Jay, Miss Lawrence,
come on, come through. I would,
and when I said that, I didn't mean like.
Mm-hmm. You was just thinking about the stereotypical,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I knew
like the macho, quote unquote macho man.
Girl, I'll be opening your horizons over
you
here.
You get them a pair of heels, they'll look at you like, if you don't get the shit out of my face. But do you have some men that it's some dudes that can step in heels better than me?
Yeah.
Prince used to wear heels.
Prince. Mm-hmm. Bilal came out in them kitten heels when he tribute that tribute for Prince.
That's come on now. Love.
Come on now. Tell me he wasn't rocking them. I was like, did he practice this?
He strutted in them things.
My ass would have been out there wobbling and shit. Like, oh, hold on now. Hold on.
I almost got it.
You don't have to. Hold up now. Hold on. somebody come grab my arm now.
Can I lean on the wall while I sing this song and slide down?
Right. Give me a chair. Somebody give me a chair. Number 2.
Can I get some crutches and a walker?
Y'all roll me out here, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh. And kudos to the people that can wear it like a boss. Because some people wear heels because, you know, if you actually stand right, it actually makes your booty rise.
Oh, yeah, it do. It mm-hmm. definitely do.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sexy to watch people wear them. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. You be like, what is she is looking different today. Oh, them heels, boy. Mm-hmm. You got to go short for support. A lower heel will mean the incline of the shoe is not too steep. Keep the pressure off the toes and the back. And the best heel height is 2 inches. That should be just about right. Hmm. Go with cushion for support. Lots of shoes have a cushion base, which can really help take the strain off the balls of your feet. If not, get some gel insoles to make them more comfortable. So these must not be like the open toe joints, because people will be able to see the gel in those.
Well, now, you know, technology is a lot smoother now. Now you get them gel insoles that almost look like the color of the shoe. Well, you can't tell the difference.
Okay. Number 4, even flat shoes can give you blisters.
Yes, yep. They can.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to get blisters anyway, you might as well be looking fabulous up in there.
Ah!
Number 5, chunky means funky. What? If you're going to wear very high heels, try to get with chunky heels. Stilettos right. may look great, but they press on the toes and feet and can cause damage. Never mind the fact that high thin heels means that your balance is compromised. After all, you don't want to fall over walking across the room a la Naomi Campbell on the catwalk.
That and
shade for no reason. Shots fired at Naomi Campbell.
That and maybe just me, but I would just be frightened that my heel would get stuck in the crack.
Mm-hmm.
Like the crack on the sidewalk, the crack in the elevator. Maybe that's just me, because mm-hmm. I have a tendency to walk and not look down, so I don't need to be trying to look down to be sure my heel ain't trying to hit a crack or nothing.
I like that this show went from JL Covan yesterday to talking about heels.
Mm-hmm.
that's why we the best. Super high heels means that you are actually walking around all day on tippy toes. And those 5 to 6 inch heels may look fantastic, but they can put so much stress on the balls of your feet that the pressure on your foot can inflame the bones and the nerves that surround them. And prolonged stress to the foot bones can even lead to hairline fractures. Damn, that's a lot to be beautiful, boy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ooh, 6 inch heels?
Right. A lot of people underestimate what women, or put like this, what people that wear heels go through. Because it's not only women that wear heels, but anybody that wear heels, a lot of times people don't realize what they go through to give the illusion. Mm-hmm. People that are really, really good in heels will make heels look like they're slippers. Like, cause right. they can just go in them. But the average person like me, Ghana, you got that.
Yeah. Most of Drake's fans wear high heels, or they're dudes that wear sandals, according to Funkmaster Flex. Make sure. Yeah, make sure you go listen to that audio. That was amazing. I don't know. Have you heard that yet, Nick Jew?
No.
It's like 25 minutes long.
I caught the end of it. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, Karen came in and I was just playing it. We have a Bluetooth speaker in the apartment now. So I was just playing it on the Bluetooth and playing Halo. And I was just like, I had played about 15 minutes already when she walked in. So I was just having the time of my life, like, this old man is crazy.
I know what's happening.
Karen's just listening, like, and she's doing stuff around the kitchen, trying, like, and, you know, like, slowly is just sinking in, like, whatever I'm listening to. Right. And she's just listening to him and be like, be clear, New York.
Oh, no.
70% of your fans wear high heels. And he had a new sound effect, and the sound effect was like, oh.
It was the best.
I don't know where he got it from, but it was so good.
And my thing is this. Who cares?
Right.
70% of your people wear heels.
You know who said that? Cannabis said that about LL Cool J before LL Cool J killed him in a battle. Like, just shut up. What does it matter? I'm still making all the sales. I'm still the number one selling rapper. What do you care how I'm getting it? Like, oh, and it's also so fucking low-key, not even low-key, high-key, misogynistic, right. Because it's just like, oh, women hip hop fans, psh, psh, nigga, them ain't no real fans.
Right. Them the one that get them records moving.
Right. And he was like, and the dudes who like your stuff wear sandals. I'm like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
A lot of dudes wear sandals.
What is Uggs? Is Uggs the, you know, what was he trying to get us to buy? Lugs? Are Lugs the only way that we can celebrate hip hop? Do I gotta go throw on some Tim's so I can listen to some music?
I don't know. I might like them because they comfortable. What that got to do with anything?
People be dancing to your music. Having a good time.
I danced to Kendrick Lamar. What's the difference?
I'm about to tell everybody, New York. I'm like, this dude is amazing. Oh.
How old is he? He gotta be pushing 50.
He's up there, man. I loved it. He's so hyperbolic and ridiculous. But anyway, go check it out.
Like, who is checking for Funk Flex?
It's like, this is gonna sound like such. It's gonna sound like such slander, but it's just New York people, right?
Oh,
it's nobody else. It can't be anybody else.
Like, does anybody has anybody in the year of our Lord 2016 been like, big up to my nigga Funk Flex? Like, he's a legend, I'm sure.
Right.
Like, is anybody like, actually after the DNC, I went to my nigga Funk Flex timeline to see what he had to say.
Yeah, like, and I'm not begrudging people from, like, I think you have to be of a certain generation and from that area
right. To
have the kind of appreciation where you really want to go hear what he has to say. I only tune in to laugh, man. It was just so funny.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with, all jokes aside, with particularly us being down south. Like, I never really got into that, so I never really got him.
Yeah, New York radio is totally different than down here and stuff. But, I mean, it's just, it's funny, though. You know, anytime he has beef with somebody, it's always funny. Because it's a 50-year-old dude on the radio talking shit, playing sound effects and that joint was, oh, like, he was so proud that he found that, ooh.
Wait, he's still on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still on the radio.
Come on, mm-hmm. Every morning.
He was just like, he was like, D. Khaled told me not to get at you, so I let you. He's like, I let you slide for a few months. He's like, the truth is, you need Future for the streets. Oh,
DJ Khaled over here trying to make his own beats. He ain't got no time for no beef.
Oh, so good. All right. Number six, keep some flats handy. Okay. If you are wearing a gorgeous pair of very high heels for an event, bring along a pair of flat shoes. You can even get folding flats for parties that can slip into a bag.
Yeah, you can. Like they can almost, like, you can get them to fold up to a quarter of an inch. Like, they got them with it where you can get them to fold up real tiny. And I remember somebody had a joke, and they said that whenever they wear their heels, they said you get an hour an inch. So however many inches they got, that's how many.
So it's 6 inches you can wear them for 6 hours?
No, a minute an inch. I'm sorry.
A minute an inch. Wait, 2 inch heels you can wear them for 2 minutes?
Right.
And 6 inch heels you can wear them for 6 minutes?
Right, because they said, I'm not going to be wearing these for long. They're too high.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. And seven, treat your feet. Practice wearing heels 15 to 30 minutes at a time before wearing them to an event. Let your feet and body get used to the heels. Nigga, that is so much work.
But some people do. Some people, that's what they tell people. I've heard people tell me that before.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, to get used to it, just kind of walk around the house, walk in different conditions.
It's just weird because, like, I guess as a dude, I just can't, I don't know what item of clothing or anything that we have where it's like, all right, nigga, you're gonna have to practice wearing this Under Armour around the house. All
right, right, see the difference?
Don't you just slide on out the door with this Under Armour on, you're gonna look stupid. You're gonna fall or some shit.
I think it's a tie for y'all because it's like a thing you have to learn how to put on, and some people find it very uncomfortable. True. And it like chokes them. Like, I don't wear heels very often, and when I do, they are low or they're wide. Like, all the things she kind of says in this article. Mm. But I bought some like higher than normal wedges and tried to wear them on Saturday, and I have blisters on my big toe, and I'm like, I'm out the game. I'm not doing it no more.
I mean if you want to do all that stuff and whatnot, I hear you, I don't blame you. It definitely does catch the eye and stuff, so it's not like
There are men who won't date certain women.
I've heard that
their footwear, so
that they're like, that's their thing, they right. love a woman in heels, like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just ain't the woman for you because I give zero fucks.
Specifically have been told by a man that it's my flip-flops, so I guess.
All right. was he a short man or
But I mean he would not want me in heels because I'm pretty tall, but like,
that's what I would think, but you know,
they really did not want me in flip-flops. There I was go. Not a okayed shoe with firstly any man who has any type of really strict opinion about how a woman looks or what she wears, he usually ain't shit anyway. So
come on, right? Come on. I'm sorry, and I feel very, very strongly about that. I don't care if you do listen or not. If you have a problem with your woman's length of her hair, her weight, her size, her clothes, like, what the fuck? Like, she ain't got these same restrictions on you. She don't tell you to get your fat ass up and lose weight and shave your beard and give you all fucking restrictions to tell you that you need to lift your dick size and shit like that. Come on now, but you gonna criticize her? Get the entire fuck out of here.
I feel like a lot of that is gonna feel like it came at me for some reason, and I didn't say anything. You can wear whatever you want, and I never had a problem with anything you had on, so I just don't know these subliminal clues came from.
No, I know that, but the funny part is that I know this might sound weird, I am just shocked and amazed. Like, me going natural, I got asked so many questions about how you feel. Me, every time I got my hair cut, I get asked so many questions about how you feel. My decision about having kids, I get asked so many questions about how you felt. I don't give a fuck about how Roger feels about this. These are my decisions. And that's the thing that irks me and drives me crazy. Just because you marry me does not mean you own my body. And I'd be like, well, Roger don't care. What do you mean he don't care? He don't give a fuck. If you love me, you love me for me. And let me make whatever choices and the decisions that I want to make with my body. And you're just going to have to live with it. If you don't, well, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It just felt like your critiques is getting kind of specific. Like, and if you in your Altima, don't nobody say nothing about you ain't wash your Altima this week? Huh?
And whenever you wear that Panthers beanie, then nobody say nothing about your Panthers.
So you gonna walk around left-handed and shit? I could have wanted a right-hand man. You don't know that. So that's all I was saying.
No, they wasn't specifically at you.
I know, Graham. Okay. These are jokes. We just keeping the show going.
No, but
she's trying to fix it.
I'm trying to clean it up, y'all.
You don't have to clean it up. I'm fine. I'm literally fine. I really said it just to see this moment right here. You would be like, wait a minute. So I gotta shave my beard, huh? All right. I'm gonna lose this weight, shave this beard.
Then
you better put on some kitten heels around here.
Nope, no kitten heels.
I want a perm when I get back.
Yeah, shit, the hell you will.
I think it's okay to have preferences, but in my little bit of experience, every time a man has been very particular about a certain aspect of my appearance, he usually wasn't cool.
Yeah, and a lot of masculinity is tied to that too, because a lot of dudes feel like it's part of being a dude. Like, it's almost like bad comic view at this point. How many times I've been in a conversation with guys and they'll be like, listen, she weigh 116 on the wedding day, you know what I'm saying? She better weigh 116 for the rest of her life. You know, when I take them vows, it ain't till death do us part. It's till you better stay the same. I don't care if it's four kids. I'm just like, nigga, this is all a lie.
Right.
It's all, like, none of this, I know you think you're impressing me right now with this lame ass routine, but I know for a fact that it's all bullshit. Like, right. None of this is real. Like, your girl could come in here right now and be like, Tyrell, it's time to go. And you'd be like, all right, guys, I gotta go.
Right.
You know, like, you don't got a front for me, dog. But yeah, a lot of dudes do. I mean, and it's hard. I'm sure as a woman, it's probably really difficult to tell who's bullshitting and who's for real. But at any rate, like, it's still like 100%, fuckery.
Right. And I do know that dudes have personal preferences, and there's nothing wrong with that. But my problem is that when it gets to the point of controlling, like, that's where I have a big issue with
it. You just gotta get the kind of person that fits your shit. Cause right. like, you know, it's, the middle of the summer, basically, almost the end. So the plate discussions are coming up.
Oh, Lord.
It's the annual, if you guys, it's August, the annual month of plate debate.
plate skate.
Yeah, plate debates. And, in the plate debates, you know, it's, hey, you're at a cookout and some woman wearing a bikini comes up and fix your man a plate or something, you know, it's like with her number on the bottom and hands him a picture of her titties or something, you know, it's like really inflammatory shit. And then it's like, what would you do? And then everybody has these different answers because everybody's relationship is different. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some people don't give a fuck about that. Some people are like, you need to make all your own plates. You got two hands, 2 feet. Some people are like, I make the plate for my man and nobody else better make no plate for my man. Like, it's just completely is up to that relationship. Right. You know? And in this thread I saw on Facebook about it in our group, one person was like, yeah, like during the show, sometimes Karen will get up and get Roderick something to drink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Karen does that all, like, if I go empty, I won't even say shit sometimes. Karen will just get up and go get something to drink in the middle of the show. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So I'm getting more water. That's cool. I don't mind it. She don't mind it. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, at the same time, I don't expect it. Like, if she was just like, nope, I'd just be like, all right, well, let me go get me some water. but at the same time, it's our relationship. And I right. think people had these big, like, arguments of all these, like, you know, feminism and sexism and gender equality and all this stuff, and then on a micro level in your relationship works how your relationship works.
Ain't that the truth?
All that to say, there might be women that are like, I like me some high heels and I want me a man that appreciates me in some high heels, and they may be like on some like, I'm looking for that dude who's like, right. I only want women to wear high heels because she's like, that's what I do every day.
All day long.
To be, and I want it to be expected and appreciated, or it's going to be a thing. Like,
right.
And you know what? More power to y'all. I hope y'all find each other.
Me too. And I have absolutely no problem with that. But when mm-hmm. it's like, hey, I like to wear flip flops, and he's like, I need my woman in heels. Like, right. I guess I'm not your woman.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Especially once you already have stated that you don't want to do something.
It's right.
Like, well, nigga, why you bringing it up then?
Right. You know.
At this point, it's a control issue. You know what right. I mean? I said no.
Like, if I'm ambivalent, I'll try it out. Sure. Maybe I'll like wearing certain things every day right. or doing my hair a certain way. But if I feel either strongly about it or I don't want to, then, like, I'm not for you.
Right. Yeah. Burger King, speaking of not being for you, they are introducing their latest product, the Whopperito.
Mm-mm.
Now what it is
against Taco Bell.
I know Taco Bell mad as fuck.
It was like, shit, we didn't come up with that idea.
The what now? Oh. but yeah, it's a as you guys can probably guess, it's a burger that it comes in a wrap like a burrito. And it still has the ground beef, tomato, onions, lettuce, pickles, and flour tortilla, and some instead of mayo you get queso sauce. So Karen, when you gonna try this? It's going on sale later this year. $3. Mm-mm. It's gonna be available 3 to 4 months. Mm-mm. Karen, you out? You not doing this? Mm-mm. All right, I'll do it by myself.
You sure will.
Same way I did Taco Bell breakfast. I gotta try it.
Never tried it. Mm-mm.
I don't know, Burger King across the street from me, I might could try it.
I just want to try it, dog. Like, people be acting like change is so bad. Like, they changing the Big Mac? Hell no. Like,
the criticism I saw were from like Spanish speaking native people who were like, what the hell is this? Why is there pickles in it?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's
that, I don't blame them for being a little upset.
Right.
It's definitely some kind of appropriation. Yes, but yes. I mean, so is Taco Bell. I mean, honestly, of course. The bar is low. The bar
Taco
is low.
Taco Bell is not Mexican food. We all know that.
Exactly. The bar is extremely low, guys. Head south of the border. Nigga, what border? Like, the Canadian border? Y'all, all right, let's get messy. Tamar Braxton and her husband are being sued for nearly $4,000, by a small business over an unpaid bill.
What happened?
I guess the Braxton family values need to go to Family Dollar. They are not paying her and Vincent Herbert, who's her husband, are headed to small claims court. They were sued for $3,724 by Crystal Clear Audio and Video, an electronics company that said the television personality and her spouse owe money for work that was done last year. The court documents filed said that they worked on the wiring for the couple's Calabasas, California home over the course of a few days, but Braxton and Herbert still have yet to pay up. In court papers ahead of a hearing slated for later this month, Crystal Clear Audio said that the business is badly struggling and they're having problems making payroll due to the past due balance of $3,724, a figure that represents labor along with interest and costs allocated to collecting the debt. It's been a difficult summer for the 39-year-old Severn, Maryland native who parted ways with Fox's The Real, the talk show which she had worked on since 2013, with co-host Adrian Balon, Lonnie Love, Jeannie Mai and Tamara Mowry. Oh yeah, I remember her.
Is that show still on?
I guess they just got rid of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's watching it. It's terrible.
I don't know. We got The Real, The Talk, The Shield, The Gossip, The Birds. What the hell is happening?
The View. The Shield. While the initial word from Tamar and the show was that the parting was so Tamar could resume her career in music, the breakup soon turned nasty amid Tamara bitterly claiming she'd been stabbed in the back. I think they meant Tamar. Tamar took to Instagram May 21st to vent that she'd been betrayed by someone who had stupidly trusted, but stopped short of naming names. She urged her followers to know that everyone who smiles in your face is not your friend and is not cheering for you and will lie and try to tear you down to try and dim your light.
Ooh.
Mm. She spoke a word right there. I needed to hear that. yeah, at any rate, they owe these people some money, so I'm assuming.
Wait, no, this is the part of the story that I'm a little perplexed about. So they owe them like $3,500.
$3,700, yeah.
And that $3,700 had stopped them from being able to pay people who work for them?
They must be a really small business, right?
They gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, get cash in, cash out when it's that kind of business. You don't have time to fuck around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because at first I was like, wait, is this some corporation? Like, how y'all can't pay people?
Yeah, so, at any rate, see them in court. This is just a funny story. There's a elevated bus that was marketed in China. And basically the bus would allow cars to drive underneath it. So it would be on the road. It takes up both lanes, but the way the wheels are situated, I'll put it in the chat so you guys can see. And then I'll try to link, Nick Jew to it as well. Let me see if I can link you to a picture of it. But basically the way that it's set up, you drive your car underneath the bus, right?
Okay.
Well, the Chinese government, China state media has labeled the transit elevated bus a complete scam, claiming that they were not even aware of last week's test taking place, because there's been footage of a test they did on the road put placed on the internet. But apparently, they're saying the footage is like faked or something, like it's not even real. The test, which the country's state media now claims they were not aware of, was allegedly held August 2nd. Video footage from the test shows the bus standing some 2 meters above the road, running for 300 meters on a specially constructed track while two lanes of cars pass underneath. The 72 foot long, 25 foot wide, 15.7 feet high TEB, elevated bus, can carry up to 300 passengers over the top of cars and let traffic pass underneath it. Now, one of the things you notice right away, does not, like, a truck couldn't pass underneath it.
Right. like, how do you know your car is the right height when you go through it?
What if it breaks down? Like, what does traffic do if the bus breaks down? It takes up both lanes.
You know what? I actually believe them because they was like, hey, we would have sanctioned this. You know, we have height restrictions. Y'all just can't be rolling this shit out on the street. Gonna be like, oh, the car's passed. What happened if you have an SUV that's taller than the car?
But who is driving through a bus? And you can't see on the other side, really, until you, like, get in it.
What if you need to make a left?
What if the bus needs to make a right?
Right. This is such a horrible idea. So yeah, apparently the project was funded by peer-to-peer lending, a model where online companies match investors with borrowers who promise a high interest on return for those who invest. This has caused Chinese media to label it a money-making scam, while the Global Times went one step further, claiming that the head of the project only has a primary school education. Damn, they put him out there.
Wow.
This nigga ain't went to sixth grade, y'all.
He ain't
smart. This nigga stupid. Y'all listening to him. The plausibility of the project was also put in the spotlight as people began to question if the bus was even tall enough to pass over traffic.
Oh my God.
The height limit for Chinese vehicles on the road is 14 or 13 feet, depending on what type of road it is. However, the maximum height limit for the bus is just under 7 feet. What the hell, man?
This is why you get engineers.
Oh, my God.
Drunk was going to be like, let's do it. Like, let's just go and see somebody in a convertible or something. Yeah, mess around and kill themselves.
Let's see what happens.
I'm mad that another part of the government had to come out and be like, come on, man. Come on, dog. We know that shit ain't real, bro. Come on. Bow Wow has announced his retirement from rap.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Shad Moss is hanging up the cleats, y'all. We're gonna definitely miss him, man. You know, he was always one of the most preeminent hip-hop artists of our time.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What does he sing?
Mm.
What's his most popular song?
I mean, what does the caged bird sing? You know, what is sing really, if you think about it? You know,
you're right.
Is an artist just a collection of songs, or are they human beings that affect the world with change? I know him mostly from Like Mike, which is a movie where he found Michael Jordan's shoes and made the NBA as a like 12-year-old kid. And my man Morris Chestnut was in it, so that's mostly.
I know him from Johnson Family Vacation, and he spit a verse at the talent show.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, guys. He says retirement only means that it's time for a new adventure. Over 10 million, so this is the last one. Thank you. I always said years ago I retired from music before 30. I just can't see myself at 30 years old rapping. Nobody.
Well, nobody asking for you either.
We couldn't see you at 29 rapping, or 28, or really any age past about 15. We couldn't see it for you.
And like I say, maybe because I'm older, he was never in my demographic. Like, he was just too young for me,
mm-hmm.
so I wasn't looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know any of his music. I probably know a song or two that might have been bumping back in the day, but overall I know nothing about his discography.
I'm not trying to be shady, but I can't think of a single Bow Wow song.
Right.
Beautiful gals, as Scrappy would say.
Beautiful. Also, he tweeted, name a better rapper turned actor than me. All of them. Every single one of them.
I feel like y'all hating on his music right now. why all his songs got features though? Why, like, every song in his 10, like on title, when it shows your top 10 songs, everyone is featuring. There's no song just with him. It's Ciara, Chris Brown, Omarion, T-Pain, Jaquan, Omarion, Chris Brown, Escape, Ciara.
I know, you went way back with that.
And Jonta Austin. You guys know him. From the album, from the album New Jack City 2.
I didn't know it was a 2.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the sequel or New Jack City.
Wesley Snipes within this
one. Oh, he named his album New Jack City 2. Okay.
Oh, he got one called Face Off too.
Oh, okay. So he's a movie head. I mean, you know, Want It.
Bring on. They got an album together called Face Off.
Yeah, Want It. I mean, it seemed like he loves movies. But yeah, so he's out, guys. He made over $20 million off rap already. Why be greedy? I'm good with everything I accomplished. I made it to the White House on a tour, like the rest of the kids, or because I know Obama was letting people up in there, but I just can't picture him making the short list. You know what I mean? No offense, not that's not a hype pun. I mean, I just can't picture him being on the list of rappers that made it in. Like, I feel like it can't be Kendrick, J. Cole, and Bow Wow. You know what I mean?
Right, I agree.
Anyway, man, this is really a shock that he's let the game go at this time, man.
And I guess my question, and maybe it's just me and my old ass, why do you have people over the age of 15 with little in their name? I don't understand this.
No. He just goes by Bow Wow now.
Oh, so he's not Lil Bow Wow no more?
No, Scrappy is just...
He kind of told us that he wanted to just be Shad
Moss.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, so that's why he has Lil in his name, because people like you refuse to acknowledge when he's changed. Because I just saw your face immediately when she told you Shad. You went, I'm not going to call him that, and that's why he still got Lil in his name, because people won't listen to him. Yeah. That's right.
I'm the problem, my bad.
Yep. A judge issued a warrant for Tiger's arrest.
Get him. Good. Put his ass under the jail. Can we put him in and get Bobby Shmurda out?
Oh, that ain't that the boy that the Kylie Jenner ex boyfriend?
Current boyfriend.
Yeah, they go together again.
Yeah,
they're back together again. He a pedophile that everybody know it and won't nobody arrest his ass. I don't understand this.
It's different.
He just quote unquote bought her a car for her birthday, which is next week. She turns 19.
Even though he's going to court over an unpaid $480,000 dispute.
Right.
Well, now this kind of makes sense why these dudes go over there and mess with them Kardashians.
Because they rich.
Yeah, but you do realize Chris ain't getting money by giving it up. Right. Nobody about to break you off $500,000 so you can pay your bills, bro. You done. You are done on these streets. You better pay that man. You better find pawn some shit. I don't know.
But that's a thing now. Like, I don't know if it's all young dudes, but like, quote unquote, off a bitch. Like, that's a thing. Like, I got that off a bitch. So he's probably one of them dudes who thought that he was gonna buck the system and Kylie would just be breaking him bread.
Yeah, he picked the wrong.
I was about to say, that's a new phrase to me, off a bitch.
Yeah. Got some joints off a bitch, like that type of thing.
Okay.
You know, he just picked the wrong one.
But
do
you not consider a gold digger though, quote unquote?
Of course not. Men can't be gold diggers, Karen. We all know this.
What?
The way society is set up, it's impossible.
Oh, but you can get it off a bitch, but she can't call your ass a gold digger?
Mm-mm. And if I
and get they you, get congratulated for that.
Yeah. And even if you got more money than me and you get pregnant, you trying to trap me. So keep that in mind. What's funny is that they called that $200,000 Mercedes that he bought her a fraudulent transfer of assets. So they coming after the car too, y'all.
Whoa.
Let Callie have to give up that car.
Oh, y'all gonna have some problems.
I can't wait.
Well, she got like 6 of them, so.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be a bad look.
Hopefully they'll break up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even get the infatuation with him because he's so expendable. Mm-hmm. For that family, like, there's so many. Okay, I'm trying to think of a way not to insult these dudes.
Do it.
Ooh, almost just came out the pocket at these dudes, but there's just so many thirsty ass dudes that are lined up to be in that Kardashian
Sure.
Like Shadow.
Yeah, they're exchangeable. It's almost like, yeah, like Beyonce, I can have another you in a minute. Like, dudes think that they the only ones that can be like, I can have another bitch in a minute. They add to the point where they go, oh, I can have another dude. Like, I ain't got to really put up with you if I don't want to.
Yeah, of everyone who's ever gone over there, Kanye's the first person that came over there that literally is super famous without them. Like,
right.
Like, like, he brought an element into the fold that they didn't have, but... Like, Reggie Bush is still a middling NFL player. That other nigga that played basketball, we don't even know his name other than it was Chris something because mm-hmm. it's her mama name.
Right.
And then French Montana, don't nobody keep up with, with Russian Wyoming or fucking...
I don't even know who that is.
Swedish Kansas.
He ain't nobody.
Yeah. One of these cities across the country, I'm so confused.
Yeah, like, you know, I know Chloe was trying to trap our boy for the Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., but that didn't work. Like, you know, they always trying to stay relevant, but niggas do love going over there, man. Mm-hmm. They white women with big fake asses, so, you know, mm-hmm. as far as they concerned, kryptonite, so mm-hmm. they gonna go over there. But it's just like, I don't understand the attachment specifically to him because he just seems like a interchangeable ass nobody nigga. But maybe I don't understand his place in the game like that.
I don't either then, because I think I heard his one song that everyone knows and that's it. And I don't spend a great deal of time on the blogs or whatever, but I don't see a bunch of people when I'm looking for meanwhile on Instagram stuff. I don't see a bunch of chicks like, he's not even on Chris Brown level of thirst.
Yeah, and like the Daily Mail covers like his ex, like right. Demi Rose, Tyga's ex, and I'm like, he's that famous? Maybe it's just not in my circle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe he really is like a hot commodity, and I just don't understand. Which, you know, more power to, you know, everybody involved. But he need to pay that $480 K dog.
Oh yeah,
they will arrest your ass. A warrant for your arrest, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're coming to get you.
You in LA too? Don't play. Don't play.
Don't fuck around.
Don't play. Get one of them no knocks on your rich ass. If I can't wait to hem you up.
He gonna be getting money on his books off of big.
Yes.
You
ma'am.
Know they can't wait to hem him up. Fucking with them white girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I should be up there instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else is happening. Pennsylvania DA is investigating a synthetic marijuana called Darkness after 20 people overdosed on the mystery substance in just 2 days.
Darkness.
Darkness is spreading. Y'all, here's the thing. This synthetic marijuana shit is so much scarier than regular weed.
It really is.
Like, it's like, I don't know why they call it synthetic marijuana. It's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, they call it that, but, like, the effects are so adverse. The shit that's in them is so different. It's not marijuana at all. It's just, like, synthetic fucking crank.
I mean, you smoking chemicals, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
What state was this?
This was Pennsylvania.
I mean, because regular marijuana, like, grow from the ground and shit like that. Y'all like, you know what? We gonna take this marijuana and take it to the next level.
Yeah,
I'm actually, they're pretty desperate for good weed.
Must be. I mean, they sell it out of the store. Like, you can buy the stuff over the counter, yeah, and then take it home and smoke it because it's legal.
No regulations to this, and the people dying off of this shit.
Now, apparently, not enough regulations. 20 people overdose in 2 days. I mean,
damn.
And these sound like they was white people, so people care.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have white folks out here dropping dead.
Yeah,
they gonna give it to a dog before they regulate it.
Last month, 33 people overdosed in New York City.
Wow.
Yeah, they're gonna start cracking down on that pretty. Yeah, you, yeah.
This is
they're drug testing pretty heavily for that too. Like, there's a new policy at my company, like they are like heightened searching for that synthetic marijuana.
Mm-hmm. 20 people overdosed in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's believed to be called Darkness. Those who took the drug were taken to a local hospital and treated. Some were so ill they wound up being taken to intensive care.
Shit.
Yeah. So, and the people in New York were called zombies because they literally passed out on the sidewalk. And they think it was a bad dose of K2.
Oh no,
smoke y'all some weed, man. Get y'all
just a regular normal kind. The biggest side effects you get is eating up everything your goddamn refrigerator. I can live with that.
Find a weed man, okay? That's unacceptable right there,
right?
All right, let's see what else is happening. Americans are using so few of their holidays that firms are paying staff up to $7,500 in bonuses to take time off. They're banning looking at work emails during that time off.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
They should.
Yeah, and I think they should do that. Americans leave the most amount of vacation days than any other country. Like, they had to, if I think at my job, you get paid salary. You couldn't opt to take your 2 weeks and get it paid. It was like, nope, you got to take your time off. Mm-hmm. Because you know how some jobs like used to cash your time in, just get paid for it in a check and not take no time off. But the thing is, what's so crazy about America, we have this quote unquote workaholic society here, and people look at you like something's wrong with you if you don't want to work yourself to death, if your family is more important, or your husband is more important, or your children is more important, or your spouse is more important than the job. And the thing is, most Americans are so fooled to think that your job really gives a fuck about you. Everybody is replaceable. Besides, if you ain't signing a paycheck, you are replaceable. And I think a lot of jobs put fear-mongering in a lot of people, like, oh, you just better be glad we offered you a fucking job. And so it puts a lot of people in panic mode. So a lot of people, they don't want to stay out. If they do, they come back. Co-workers looking at you crazy, like something wrong with you for taking vacation days. But yet, if you fucking die out your job, they'll put a cloth over you and keep it going, call an attempt and keep it pushing. So I refuse to work myself to death, because I know I can literally be a workaholic. I know this for a fact. So I was like, fuck it, I'm taking off Tuesday. Why? Because I fucking can. If the place burned without me, bitch, it just burned. It'll be fine when I get back.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about that at work today. This guy, he was on sabbatical, off work a month, and had to come in today with his kid because they needed him for a project. You don't need me that. You don't need nobody that bad, in my opinion.
Because if I'm off, I'm off. And I don't think people understand that. If I'm OFF, I'm off. No phone calls. No emails. Yes. Don't contact me. Put me on your do not call list. I'm off. Because you don't, what's the point in leaving a job and taking a vacation if you're still connected and you're still on and people can still get in contact with you? And you know what? A lot of times, my personal opinion about this, y'all, not proper training. There should not be one person that only knows how to do this job and nobody else does. Train other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've cut the workforce so much in America. They've underpaid people, and they make people feel like their job is always on the line. So people are afraid to take time off because they're so afraid that it'll expose that they're expendable, you know. And a lot of our work is made to feel valueless so that we feel valueless, so that we feel replaceable, so that we are insecure, so that the end result is we're not taking vacation time. I mean, I've been in jobs where the pressure of the job made you feel like you should not take time off.
Right.
And some of the comments from management and stuff, in the general environment, it was very much a don't take time off. But then you get to the end of the year and they have that mandatory, like, okay, people aren't taking their time off. We're going to have to start rolling over days. Got to pay, find a way to compensate people. Why aren't people taking? Then they start pressuring you and it's like everyone's trying to rush to take off the same however many days in the last 60 days of the calendar year, because they start coming to you like, well, you're not going to be able to get Christmas if everybody gets Christmas off and shit like that. So yeah, it's a lot of pressure. But I do want to know where these jobs at, because like $7,500 in bonuses so you will take some time off. What do they do that at? Because I mean, right. So, who is doing, like, who are these firms that are doing this? Because I feel like this is,
they probably work like 200 hours a week or some shit. They, you know,
yeah, just don't, staff at software company Full Contact get up to $7,500 a year for using their vacation days, and the firm stipulates that they must take a total break from work. That means no work emails or phone calls.
That's a shame. You have to tell people that, like, the company I work for, it's a great company, but people overwork, and I get looked down upon because, like, we do have a company cell phone and a computer. But if I'm off, like, off, I'm not answering my phone. I'm not returning emails. There's times when I will, like, leave a little early, so I'll come home and do that. But if I have told y'all that I'm on vacation and giving you other people to contact in my absence, don't call me. I'm off. And people get an attitude about that.
And also, they said 3% of companies now offer a sum of money on top of holiday pay, whether it's in the form of a bonus or as a reimbursement for travel expenses. For example, travel website Afar Media allocates $2,000 per employee for domestic or international holidays. All staff are allowed money so long as they have worked there for more than 6 months and they provide information and photos of their trip for the site. Well, that's not bad. I mean, since you work for a travel site, it would make sense to be like, we'll document this and we'll like show, it'll be like a testimonial for our customers and stuff. House sharing website Airbnb also provides incentives for their staffs to take trips, giving each employee $500 of credit to use on trips to properties on their website every 3 months. So they must not have a lot of black employees. don't go there. all right, let's talk about some black shit. Okay, let's get fucked with a little bit here, guys. It's time for Fucking with Black People, the game that, you know, we all hate to play. Where's my theme song music? There we go.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's Fucking with Black People. The game where we go all around the globe and we play different, read different articles and we'll assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with. Today's contestants, everybody again. All right. So The Simpsons plan on doing an hour-long episode about hip-hop. And it will feature Taraji P. Henson and Keegan-Michael Key.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be like some Empire type shit or what. But, you know, hip-hop is a black thing. And The Simpsons are yellow. So I'm expecting a lot of cultural appropriation things from the nerds who haven't watched the show in 12 years. Expecting a lot of debates on the timeline from this one. Do you guys feel fucked with by this?
I haven't watched The Simpsons in about 15, 20 years.
All right.
What about Isn't that what they do?
Right.
Yeah, no, not really.
All right. Yep. I say if you didn't complain when Lisa co-opted the jazz, then you don't get to say nothing now. So I'm not fucked with it at all. Zero. Racist attacks on Fifth Harmony star Normani Corday have caused her to depart Twitter. Now y'all know Fifth Harmony, they are my jam. I only know the one song, but that one song where they be referencing Michelle Obama and shit, that's my jam. And I remember seeing them at the BET Awards a couple years ago, and they performed, and I had that moment where you know, like when you're as you're an adult, and this is happening with the Olympics too, where you're like, who are these? Hold up, let me go wiki these ages.
Right. Let me when you make a word, be sure it's age appropriate. I'm saying.
Right. Let me put my lust down for a second and go make this sure this is age appropriate. I'm not trying to cause a stir on the timeline. But yeah, so they basically have this group, and it's almost the same thing that happened to Leslie Jones, where she basically did an interview, and in the interview people decided that this is a diss to this other girl in the group, which it wasn't, but because of that, these fans, quote unquote, targeted her, of course, and began attacking her because they thought Camila Cabello was attacked by Normani, and they went to go like take I don't know, like to take up her side, you know what I mean? She tweeted about it, and it was one of those like pictures of words tweets, so you can like do more than 140 characters.
Okay.
But she basically, you know, said that she was gonna end up leaving Twitter. She says, "It's a shame that after 4 years together as a group, I have to address the foolishness manufactured by those that have absolutely no idea what's going on. I have shown nothing but commitment to for the success of Fifth Harmony, even promoting on my days off. But yet, I always find myself as a target of unjust hate and slander. It's just not right. I give 110% on and off stage because I am true to myself and artistry. We learn in life that evil spirits exist and people don't always treat you fairly, but you continue to love anyway. I have love and respect for all four of my bandmates, whether you choose to believe it or not. My conscience and spirit are clear. For those of you who enjoy speculating and creating drama that doesn't exist, please keep in mind that myself and the other girls in the group of people, we feel hurt and sadness just like everyone else. Your perception of me isn't equivalent to who I am or what God and my family have instilled in me. So regardless of those who plant false seeds in an attempt to diminish me, it just won't work. The smartest thing you can do is recognize that making assumptions and passing judgment on others is wrong. I'm here to offer great music and performance along with my girls. This is our story, so let us write it our way instead of you trying to write it for us. I have given so much of myself to you by choice. I choose to let you in. I have seen many things throughout these past 4 years that could have changed me as a person, but I continue to smile through it all. I'm the keeper of my heart, and I am not meant for everyone to understand, but you can respect me while trying to."
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This is a younger group?
Yeah, it's like a girl band almost, you know, kind of like...
Are they all black? They black and white?
Different mixed races.
Okay.
I think she's the black one. Quote,
okay, yeah, and that's why they attacked her. Yeah.
Yeah, so here's some of the responses. One of them has photoshopped her hanging from a tree. Like, they took a black woman's body that was hung and they photoshopped her face onto it. Then another person took it and made it all black and white and said, "I fixed it for you," and they were adding her in that. What else did they do? Someone said literally everyone dragged Camilla when she said nigga/nigger. So apparently this Camilla woman, who they think the beef is with, said the n-word at some point, and everybody was like, "You can't be saying that." And they're like, "Well, she's Spanish. She's brown." She says, "But when..." Now keep in mind, this is a person defending Camilla that's saying this. "Literally everyone dragged Camilla when she said nigga. But when Nor Monkey..."
Mm-hmm.
"Said it, y'all muted just because she's black. Camilla is Hispanic, equal people, person of color. She can still say whatever she wants. Plus, she was only 16 years old. 16. Black equal person of color equal Hispanic. Camilla did nothing wrong." So that's her defense. And her name
sometimes
was...
Sometimes you don't want help.
Yeah. Okay. Her Twitter name was Work From Homes. Work From's Homes. Okay. And then Camilla came out and she said, "I stand by the words love only, meaning I won't tolerate on my timeline any kind of hate, racism, or discrimination towards anyone, period. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that."
Good old MLK.
Say that again.
The good old MLK quote.
Yeah, you want to know what else? It's really non-committal to having that girl's back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be like, "Hey, man, do not talk about her on my behalf because y'all wrong. I don't agree with none of that shit. We cool. And y'all need to stop this." Instead, it's kind of like, "Listen, love is the way and the truth and the light. And that is all I'm going to say about this."
Right, because at the end of the day, you don't support her.
Yeah,
so that's all you... That's like, for me, if I was her, I'm like, oh, y'all really don't support me as a member of this group. Oh, okay.
Keep in mind, the other members didn't even say anything.
Nope.
At the time, you know. And she basically said, I'm leaving Twitter. So I have nothing but love for everyone, even my haters, and I hope I can lead by example. I also want to thank Twitter for immediately jumping into action when they were alerted to the situation. I love you all, Manny, and in the heart. And since then, the remaining group members have posted messages on their Twitter accounts addressing the situation and giving support to their group member and friend.
What is it all vague? We all should love. Love is the world. Flowers, heart emojis,
ponies.
Right. Nobody ever came out and said, y'all quit fucking with her.
Well, Lauren Jerigui, I'm not sure if I pronounced it right. She said, I've been away from engaging on Twitter for a second, so unfortunately I didn't get a chance to address this sooner. Normani is like a sister to me, and when I saw her mother crying because of things people were saying about her daughter, and I found out what exactly it was that was disturbing her, I was appalled. We as a group have promoted nothing but love since our birth. All five of us strive to represent peace and love and the spreading of good vibes. With that being said, we hope to inspire that within all of you. Racism is something that not one of us tolerate. The hatred associated with racism is skin deep. It's superficial, and it has no place in the hearts of any human, much less any one of our beautiful fans who represent us. Racism is a product of ignorance and systematic oppression, and we stand for peace and love and equality. Normani is a beautiful, intelligent, talented black woman, and she should never have ignorance and systematic oppression. And she should never have to fear that the last adjective would diminish any of the other beautiful attributes this woman exemplifies daily. Nor should she or any other beautiful black woman or girl out there ever have to suffer for being subjected to feeling inferior because of something as uncontrollable as genetics. I encourage all of you to keep spreading that beautiful love and positivity towards one another and everyone around you that you all do so well. Hate can only be driven out by love and education, and I know the majority of you know exactly what that's about and are always doing your best to put that forth. Shine that light. Love is loudest.
It's kudos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was I appreciate that one. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Good job, Lauren.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times folks want to stay away from shit like that because you become they draw their attention to you.
Man, if I was Hillary Clinton, I would have wrote that and put it on the timeline too. Like, I'd just be randomly taken up for black people for no reason and then make people be like, you know what? Hillary be paying attention. She was
no reason.
Did you see what she said about Fifth Harmony on Twitter today? Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who that is, but she was with him. I guess I am with her then, for real now.
That's what white people be fucking up, man. They be thinking this shit ain't their business, but
right.
If they really want them like bonus ally points, they would get involved in shit that don't seem like they would talk about it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, what y'all not gonna do is come for Beyonce. hashtag I'm with her, and then like a picture of Hillary with Beyonce. Like, that shit, man, Twitter retweet that a million times.
Yeah, if she was smart, she'd get some of her black secret agents to get in there and tap into black Twitter. Yeah. You know, the people that kind of got her information so she don't be in here fucking up.
Mm-hmm. So 0 to 100.
Oh, 100. That's 100 for them people.
All right.
0 for that letter that girl wrote, though.
All right. What about you, Nick Jew?
That's 100. 100.
Yeah, that's definitely 100. That was pretty ridiculous. When God sends your white daughter a black husband.
Oh my God, I saw this.
What's happening here?
For years, I prayed for a young man I had yet to meet, my daughter's husband. I asked the Lord to make him godly, kind, a great dad, and a good provider. I was proud of a wish list void of unrealistic expectations. After all, I knew not to ask for a college football quarterback who loved puppies, majored in nuclear rocket science, and wanted to take his expertise to the mission field. I was an open-minded mom, but God called my bluff. This white 53-year-old mother hadn't counted on God sending an African-American with dreads named Glenn. First of all, Glenn, that's not even a bad name. Like, she said Glenn like we were supposed to name Theotis, so you know what I mean? Name Cleavon. Oh. Glenn, like Glenn can go on a resume, he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Glenn came to Christ in college and served him passionately. He worked while attending classes and volunteered at church in an after-school program for urban kids. He graduated and found a job as an application developer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I noticed he opened doors for my daughter, Anna, even at the grocery store. Godly, kind, well on his way to being a great dad and a good provider, I could only smile at God's plan and ask his forgiveness for my presumption. Still, my impressive wish list for Anna's husband paled in comparison to her own. He loves Jesus, Mom. That's it. That's my wish list, Jesus lover. Then a grin came across her face. It's really awesome he's also cute, right? Anna took a deep breath and with a sparkle in her eyes asked, so mom, what do you think? It wasn't long ago that interracial marriage, particularly a black man like Glenn marrying a white girl like Anna, was considered the ultimate taboo in American white society. In fact, it was illegal in 16 states until 1967 when the Supreme Court ruled in Loving v. Virginia that race-based restrictions violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, hence the film released this fall, Loving. Though I'd never shared this prejudice, I'd never expected the issue to enter my life. To the parent like me who never envisioned her daughter in an interracial marriage, here are 8 things to remember when your white daughter brings a black man home for dinner.
Not an 8-step guide.
The 8 crack commandments. Yeah. The 8 black commandments. Mm-hmm. Number 1, remember your theology.
Nine, don't be racist.
Remember your theology. All ethnicities are made in the image of God, have one ancestor, and can trace their roots to the same parents, Adam and Eve. As you pray for your daughter to choose well, pray for your eyes to see clearly too. Glenn moved from being a black man to beloved son when I saw his true identity as an image bearer of God, a brother in Christ, and a fellow heir to God's promises.
He's still black though, dog. You can't gloss across that.
He's not a black man no more. He's a son.
So he ascended race?
He ascended the race.
Mm-hmm. Like Jesus just ascended race?
Only black people can ascend the race, can we?
Yeah, white people don't ascend race. We only ascend race, yeah, because if you talk about race, you have to talk about the other shit that's attached with race. Okay.
You can just call him the apprentice. Because he was like, I'm going to rise up. 2, remember to rejoice in all things. And if your daughter has chosen a man who's in Christ and assuming there are no serious objections to their union, loving her well means not only permitting an interracial marriage but also celebrating it. My daughter's question, what do you think, needed more than a tolerant shoulder shrug. She needed to know I love Glenn too. I'm deeply grateful my daughter chose this particular man, and I try to tell him often. I remember no Christian.
Why did you write this? What is the purpose of this?
She needed to tell him that she loves him often, despite his black skin.
Yeah, and her daughter's grown. So,
and his dreads.
And I didn't think about this. What are you permitting? Your daughter's fucking grown.
She permitting him to, I'm assuming to use the same restroom in her house.
To drink at the table.
To drink out of the same cups.
Boy, you better go over there to that cut of the bathroom, boy. Going out there to the outhouse.
To come in the front door rather than go around back.
To be seen out in public with them.
Number 3, remember, no Christian marriage is promised a trial-free life. One woman in church looked over at Anna and Glenn and gingerly asked, are they dating? Engaged, I grinned and winked at them. She gave a pained smile and then sighed and shook her head. It's just their future children. They have no idea what's ahead of them. I nodded. When Jim and I were married, we had no idea what was ahead of us either. I stopped believing the lie we could control our trials years ago.
No, absolutely not, Miss White Lady. No.
They have no idea what's ahead of them, y'all. The interracial babies, man. It's just going to be so...
It's too much. The world gonna explode, right?
Not because of people like us talking about it in this church judging them, right? But because of other people that are really racist. The real racist, not us. John Piper said it well. Christ does not call us to a prudent life, but to a God-centered Christ exalting justice, advancing counterculture, risk-taking love, life of love and courage. Will it be harder to be married to another race? Will it be harder for the kids? Maybe, maybe not. But since when is that the way a Christian thinks? Life is hard, and the more you love, the harder it gets. Number 4, remember to be patient with family members. Calling Uncle Fred a bigot because he doesn't want your daughter in an interracial marriage dehumanizes him and doesn't help your daughter either.
Fuck you.
Lovingly bear with others' fears, concerns, and objections while firmly supporting your daughter and son-in-law. Don't cut naysayers off if they aren't undermining the marriage. Pray for them.
Got time for that.
Remember, your daughter's ultimate loyalty is not to you or your family, but to the Lord. Hey, does the naysayer thing work both ways? Do they not cut your black ass off with your interracial babies, or does that is that okay? But anyway, remember, your daughter's ultimate loyalty is not to you or your family, but the Lord. Several people asked Anna and Glenn, which world will you live in, black or white?
The same one you live in, bitch. What are we talking about here?
They don't live in the upside down. Shout out to my people that watch Stranger Things. But it's not his world or her world or even our world. Interracial marriage in Christ is not about the joining of two races and cultures into one. It's not about a new ethnic heritage. It's about unwavering allegiance to the one true God and all he may require of the couple as soldiers of Jesus. After all, Christians are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possessions, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
She sound like we making lions and monkeys. What the hell is happening here?
Oh shit, I need to extend the event. Hold on. I didn't even realize we ran out of time just now. Hold on.
Oh no.
It's all right. It only takes a second. All right. Do this.
Gonna move us over real quick.
Great ascension.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
It's all right. It's cool.
I was just mesmerized by this white woman explaining her story to me.
She's being tolerant, Karen, of their, you know, their vows that they took before God as man and black, as black man and white. Karen, I just invited you to the screen.
I saw this on the timeline because I started following, do you hear an echo too?
Karen cut it off. You good.
Oh, okay. I started following some really progressive, like liberal religious leaders, and one of the guys that led this chat I popped into, he saw the article and like put it on his timeline, and people were just like coming for the lady who wrote it, and of course, like racist, whatever, people jumping in and like, oh, you blacks and this and that, whatever, but like they were coming for her, and not even on some like petty name calling fighting stuff. It was just all other Christians like challenging her, like, well, if you really believe this, then what about this? And but like you don't see the whole like he's or so you're the whole colorblind thing, you're just skipping right over that part, like that's okay, like they were coming for her.
Remember the groom's family? Before the wedding, I reached out to Glenn's mom, Felicia. As we sat and talked about our children, we realized we had similar hopes and dreams for them. As we share a common bond, I'm hopeful Felicia can become a friend. How might Christ be honored if such relationships were built alongside every interracial marriage? Remember.
Or just in life. Or just because we're people. Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds like she's essentially saying, I would not even consider being friends with a black person. I can't believe they had the same dreams and hopes for their family. Until this marriage happened, I never even would have considered it.
And that she doesn't see how racist that is.
Right. It's like, no, don't. I'm saying don't be racist. We're like, but you seem to have been racist up until the moment your daughter got some black dick. Then you was like, hold up.
I had to change this racist thing.
Number 7, remember heaven's demographics. As Anna and Glenn stood before our pastor and joined their two lives into one, I realized their union was a foretaste of a glory yet to come. After this, I looked and beheld a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes. I guess that was just a scripture she threw in there for no reason. 8, remember to die to your expectations. As a nervous young man sat in my living room, I handed him the ring my deceased husband gave me the day after he asked me to marry him. With a lump in my throat, I swallowed hard and said, Glenn, have a jeweler put this in a new setting and make it your own. It's precious to me, but you and Anna are of far greater value than that. Far greater value indeed. Parents, teach your daughters early to choose well, pray hard and often, then trust your judgment to the sovereignty of God and rejoice with her in the goodness of God. Gay Clark works as a cardiac nurse in Augusta, Georgia, as a part-time correspondent for World Magazine. in the area of sex trafficking. She also volunteers with iCare, a local faith-based organization that provides assistance to trafficked victims. She writes in her free time. She has two adult children, Anna and Nathan, and you can follow her on Twitter at Clark Gay, it seems. All right. So, yeah, 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, yes, you get 100.
All right. What about you, Nick Jew?
100.
Yeah. If it was something more than 100, I'd give it that. The thing for me is that, essentially, it just made it seem as if blackness is just this horrible albatross, and these people aren't like us, and it is, I discovered I was racist after my daughter wasn't racist. it's just such a, such a ridiculous assumption, man. Oh my God.
At the end of the day, baby, you're racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't want to admit that they're the problem, right? You're the problem. And a lot of people always assume that everybody else is racist but them.
Yeah.
Now, I can't be racist.
Yeah.
But you can still have racist tendencies that still steep at the root and foundation of racism.
Just because you ain't got no black people in your life don't mean you ain't racist.
Come on,
but essentially, she just had to confront her racism because a black person came into her life. That was it. That was the whole list.
And my thing, what's so fucked up about this, and people always do this, you made your daughter's marriage about you.
Mm-hmm.
She get married.
Yeah.
You wrote this article about you and your feelings and how you feel. Your daughter get married, right? Not you.
Mm-hmm.
So you made this about you.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was literally an instruction manual for white Christians to see their slaves, future in-laws, as actual human beings.
Right.
Well, I feel like we've all been fucked with, and we need a palate cleanser. Now, Nick Jew can't hear the music right now, but I'm going to have to play this music. Because it's time for white people news. That's right, y'all. Doobie Brothers. Mm-hmm. Long Train Running.
Hey, that's my jam too. Sorry I missed it.
Hey, you know, I mean, I knew that if you knew the song, then it was vetted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Without love, where would you be now? Exactly. Come on.
Come on. Can I get a witness? all right, let's see here. It didn't feel appropriate. Jennifer Grey reveals that she turned down a part in the TV remake of Dirty Dancing.
They remaking that?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Karen. White people are remaking Dirty Dancing.
Story about a pedophile?
I mean, that's what it was to me, but when I pointed that out, I remember that was an epic episode of
come on, this grown ass man danced with a teenager fucking and getting her pregnant. For those, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, for 30 years for those that haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I remember I pointed that out when we were on with Scar and Sherry on their podcast, and Sherry, that was her jam.
You're ruining people's childhood, Rod.
She did not want to hear that shit.
Now what I will say, I ain't even gonna lie, that soundtrack was flames. I played the hell out of that soundtrack on my 8-track. No, tape deck.
I mean, when a underage girl named Baby starts dating a grown ass man with no shirt, I feel like someone should have called CPS or something.
The cops or somebody.
And his name was Johnny Castle, and he was basically an escort because he was having sex with old bored married women too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That movie is filthy, man. At any rate, she said that she won't be in it because it doesn't feel appropriate for her to be in it. And she didn't say what she would have done in it, but she said she wouldn't have been playing Baby. Like, the role wasn't Baby. She said, what'd you say, Nick Ju?
Oh, nothing. I was wondering if they were doing it like a grown-up version and she was playing, but she's not. Okay.
Yeah, they're probably just going to give her a cameo, like, when they check in at the summer camp, you'll be the person that checks them in or something. But she said, it would be sacrosanct for me to do it because it didn't feel appropriate to me. It feels like if you're going to do your own thing, do your own thing. So you guys will see her if you want to on Amazon. She has a comedy called Red Oaks, so you can check her out there. And Abigail Breslin will be the one who takes over the role of Baby Houseman opposite of Colt Pratt in Patrick's part as Johnny Castle in the 3-hour TV movie reboot of 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
How long was this shit? This shit wasn't no 3 hours. I watched this.
No, it's probably no more than 90 minutes.
Nigga, what y'all gonna add? Like, what are y'all gonna add to this?
Commercials.
It's gonna be more than 3 hours? Nigga's gonna have more commercials than the opening ceremonies if it's 3 hours? Oh my god. So yeah, apparently it's gonna be a 3-hour made for TV movie, man. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're gonna add.
Original was 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, y'all had 1 hour and 20 minutes of this shit. Now look, I will give you 40 minutes of commercials. That's still like an extra 40 minutes of movie in that too. Like, man, what's going on? Anyway, so she won't be back. So, I'm sure, white people are very disappointed to hear that.
Highly upset.
Let's see. Heels bad boy heartthrob Justin Bobby says that Lauren Conrad was fucking twisted by Fame.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have no idea who none of these people is.
I knew you would say that.
Justin Bobby, the thing about Justin Bobby is, though, he kind of was not a good dude. Like, he lied to Audrina. He took Audrina over, through, around, and upside down. So he's maybe not a credible source. He might be a little bitter, too, because we haven't really heard from Justin Bobby since The Hills went off the air. And Lauren has, like, a clothing line.
That's true. According to him, he said he never wanted to be a Hollywood star. He wanted to cut hair, play music, and surf. So it's no wonder he's not willing to be diplomatic when it comes to celebrity producers that he once called his friends. The 34-year-old heel star put the show's popular lead on blast in a new interview with Broadly. He said that Lauren Conrad, the show's sweetheart, was more of a diva than she let on. He said of LC, who just starred in a Hill special, That Was Then, This Is Now, she wasn't the most down to earth. Blaming her early rise to fame first through Laguna Beach, then The Hills, Justin continued, you get a young girl like that who has been on TV since she was 18, her whole life's exposed. How do you get an actual normal person at that point? You don't get someone who's down to earth and someone who's loving and caring. You get someone who's fucking twisted. Shots fired. Surprising he had much nicer things to say about the other co-stars, Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag. He said, I really like them a lot. I like that their love stayed true. I mean, they had so much ridicule for doing what they were doing, and they're still together and they're still saying fuck you. That to me is like, you guys won all the way around.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, you know,
really valid points, because I just did a rewatch of The Hills, and Lauren was not really like the America sweetheart they tried to make her out to be. She was kind of a bitch. Throughout the whole 6 seasons, everyone who she called her best friend, at one moment or another, she sat down on that couch and read them for filth. Like, for filth. She made Heidi cry. Like, I forgive you, but I'm gonna forget you. She was ruthless. She was ruthless. She got into Audrina. She got into Jen Bunny. She made damn Jen Bunny cried over Brody. Like, she wasn't a nice girl.
No, the most I heard about The Hills was when the suit was on and his suit will make fun of them. That's the only reason why I know about the Hills.
They're delicious. They're like pre-Kardashian, like mindless reality show entertainment.
Apparently after they filmed, he distanced himself from the show and headed to Nicaragua to surf and run a hair salon for a few years, and then now he's in a band called Bobby Rock, or he performs as Bobby Rock with bandmate David Dariani. And while he's popped up in the media a few times since then, Justin looked very different to his Hills days in the photo shoot for the last interview. Sitting by Roosevelt's hotel pool in Hollywood, the cherub face but grungy bad boy with perfect stubble and flowing locks was gone, though he still had on boots and a biker jacket to sit by the pool. So if you guys want to see what he looks like now, I'll show you on my screen, and I'll send Nick Jew the a picture of him in Skype.
Oh yes,
so you can see his new look.
Which one is he?
I believe he's the one on the left.
Cause one bald headed one got hair
in the front.
Yeah. So I guess that's him now. And damn, oh, he looked mad different back in the day. Yeah. Jesus. Good grief.
He looks kind of same. Like it depends on what picture they're showing you in comparison. Cause in the later seasons, he did get more scruffy.
Yeah, he looks like an adult now.
Yeah, well, they got a picture here of him with Spencer. I don't know if this is what you're talking about.
Did Spencer and Heidi get married?
Yeah, and they still together.
Yeah, they is.
So, you know, don't tell me what dysfunctional love can't do.
Yeah, he really didn't look like that on the show. He didn't really look like this on the show. He kind of had longish, like, surfer hair, and he was always wearing a beanie and, like, had the scruffy stages of facial hair. This is not a great representation of what he looked like on the show.
Yeah, they have another picture of what he looked like on the show. That was the one I was talking about. He looked exactly as you just described him. I didn't send it to you because I knew you already knew what he looked like. Let's see what else happened. Secret audio tapes of Roger Ailes harassing female Fox News employees could lead to a $10 million or more settlement payout. Got his ass on tape, y'all.
Is it gonna be like the mailback music?
Mailback music? Oh, I do want to hear these tapes. That's true. I bet it just sounds like Jabba the Hutt or something. You know, it probably don't sound sexy at all. It probably sounds like those Donald Sterling tapes.
Oh God.
Some apple juice.
All right. Do you want some juice, honey? Get away from Magic Johnson. Like, it's probably like that. At any rate, they, multiple women have taped their conversation. So they basically got this nigga on the RICO. Right. Multiple women? Jeez. Set him up, man. Right. Them white women got information over there at Fox. It was like, girl, I'm taping them Thursday. Then he calling you Friday. You get to taping them. You want to borrow my tape recorder? Or you got your own. Don't forget to link it up to the site and put it in the,
drop it in the Dropbox.
Put it on the SoundCloud just in case. Make sure you back it up on your iCloud.
upload it to the offsite server.
Yeah, they got his ass.
Yeah, because, you know, for all these women to come out, that's like, we ain't going to come out without no proof, dog.
It's just so amazing that this downfall is just going to be that Fox News is a horrible place to work at, which we all guessed.
Right.
And let's see what else happened. This is huge white news. I hope you guys are sitting down. Okay. Molly Sims, 43 years old. She's pregnant with her third child.
The model?
The 43-year-old actress, and her movie producer husband, Scott Stuber, who already have kids with, Brooks, 4, and Scarlett, 16 months, were shocked to discover they will be adding to their family at the end of the year, but they couldn't be happier. Molly said, "It's a Hail Mary. I'm so happy. We're so blessed. We were so shocked, but we're thrilled." The Yes Man actress admitted the pregnancy was unplanned and joked it was the result of what happens when I go visit my husband on the movie set. Yep.
I bet you next time he go, I'm not coming to visit you on the movie set. I'm good.
She was anxious about having another baby later in life. She was reassured when she heard Rolling Stones rocker Sir Mick Jagger, 72, was preparing to be a father again as 29-year-old ballerina Melanie Hamrick is expecting his eighth child.
She don't know to be your great grandbaby. You probably got children, great grandkids older than her.
All right. Like, even R. Kelly was like, damn.
Right. That's too old for him.
Well, obviously, but the age gap. He just got a new girlfriend. It's like 18 or 19, by the way.
I was seeing that going up and down my top. But you want us to believe you ain't married Leah?
I mean, he probably was trying to holler at her. This probably just them announcing it after 3 or 4 years of dating.
Right.
But...
yeah, you want us to believe when the stories came out that you was kicking it at the bus stop at the middle school parking lot? Mm-hmm. Word.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what we're about talking about is white news, though. Molly Sims is pregnant with her third child, guys. And, I hope you guys are all fired up, you know. Because it's going to be a bumpy ride to the end of the year to see just what happens and what they name the baby and the pictures and stuff.
Grapes.
Well, no, the other ones are named Brooks. And Scarlet, I mean, those are pretty reasonable white names.
So they're not gonna go with a grapefruit.
Look, this isn't about Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow, now that woman would have named
Tangerine.
Like there was a rumor that Gwyneth Paltrow had a meltdown at an airport, but the story has been proven not true.
Oh shit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, this is a week or two ago when she was spending time with her family, when her ex, well, I guess conscious uncoupled husband came through. And they spent some time at the beach. And so somebody said she was having a meltdown, yelling at her kids in the Newark airport. But apparently it's not true and the incident never happened.
Oh, so somebody recording the wrong white woman and it looked similar to her?
Well, it just turned out to be a lie. The magazine contends that several onlookers were treated to the disturbing sight of Gwyneth yelling at her kids. A so-called source tells the publication she was speaking through clenched teeth and trying to keep her voice down, but she was clearly very mad. And the alleged eyewitness continues in unnaturally editorializing language. She grabbed poor Moses and snapped that he was being very rude. It was shocking to see her berate him like that, especially since Moses didn't seem to be doing anything. It turns out she's not as perfect as she'd like people to think, added the increasingly fabricated sounding source. So I don't know, I guess it's not true, man, and you just hope that, you know, Apple didn't get snatched up too in the process.
I couldn't imagine the threat, girl. I'm gonna make you into a pie. I'm gonna bake your ass. I will slice you up. Oh, that's just hilarious. Fucking Apple.
Karen is, she's amusing herself over there.
I don't care if nobody else thinks it's funny. She's funny to me.
I think that would only happen if Apple's mama was black. I can't picture Gwyneth Paltrow saying, I'm gonna peel you or anything.
Yes!
I don't think she would be able to do that one. She don't even, I mean, she took a week's worth of, government assistance for food stamps and bought avocados and limes and shit to make a nice guacamole.
So we gonna be eating guac the whole week. Do you know that shit browns within a few hours?
She was like, I'm gonna be eating for hours.
I don't know what I'm gonna do tomorrow.
Give me 7 more olives.
I guess I'll be eating on this cilantro the rest of the week, because that's as far as my budget goes.
Lovely weather we're having. The very British phrases you might hear and what they actually mean. Okay? White people news. Language barriers can make journeys abroad difficult, as travelers may find it impossible to communicate their needs. But sometimes, even when two people are speaking the same language, they still might not understand each other. In the case of Brits in particular, what they say and what they mean can be very different things. Take the weather, for example. Someone might sarcastically comment on how lovely the weather is when it's actually raining. While most Brits would understand the phrase as, this weather is awful, those not familiar with local customs might be confused as why the rain is considered pleasant, or think the Brits actually like the rain. Especially topical right now is Rio 2016. Okay, so you got a lot of influx of people and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So they basically got two different graphics and what British people say and what it means. Okay.
Okay.
There is a small problem with our flight booking. What that means is, I have forgotten to book our flights.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't recommend camping. What that means is, do not go camping.
You sure niggas didn't write this?
Lovely weather we're having. That means this weather is awful. Come on, Andy. Means, I don't usually watch tennis, but please beat insert opponent.
How we feel about Serena?
That's true. I have felt better. Means, I feel horrific. Why did I drink all that Pimm's? I think there's a heat wave coming. Means, it's going to be roughly 19 degrees Celsius or above. We're having a staycation this year. Means, we spent all our money on a new conservatory and school fees. I'm glad I wasn't at Glastonbury. Means, I wish I'd gone to Glastonbury. That's just not cricket. Means, that is unjust or just plain wrong.
Ain't cricket a sport too?
It is a sport. Mm-hmm. I think Team GB will do okay at the Rio Olympics. Means, I think Team GB, I'm assuming it stands for Great Britain,
okay,
are going to triumph and top the medals table. When you get a minute, can you book the hire car? Means, book the hire car right now, immediately. Great to meet you. Let's stay in touch. In all likelihood, we probably won't speak again. You've caught the sun. Means, you are redder than a fire engine. And a barbecue sounds like an interesting idea. Means, a barbecue is definitely a terrible decision. So you guys now know what British people are actually saying when they are saying these phrases.
But they ain't been to no real barbecue.
Mm-hmm. White people news, guys. Last white people news story. Okay? Get back to depressing black shit in a second. All right? a California mother has received death threats after a hate campaign was started because she had a black bear killed because it wouldn't leave her house alone.
Oh, I had the black bear killed too.
Wow, Karen, that would be black on black bear crime.
It sure
you know
was.
We do not support that.
Boo Boo the bear ain't tearing my fucking house down. No, ain't no honey here. You're getting shot.
Well, apparently, Julia Faith Stralja, 34, moved to Forest Falls, a town of about 1,000 people in San Bernardino Mountains, last month with her three children, age 5, 6, and 9. She became concerned for the safety of her family after a black bear entered her home 2 days in a row in late July, and on one occasion...
Oh, so it broke in.
Yeah, and on one occasion it attacked her dog, Nugget. In all fairness, she should not have named the dog a bite-sized meal. Come on, the bear, that's really not the bear's fault.
The bear was like, ain't no honey mustard, bitch, what's going on here?
Everybody knows black bears love chicken.
Ah!
I have three little kids and it was pretty terrifying to come home to a bear in the kitchen. She obtained a depredation permit from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to shoot the invasive bear, which her friend ended up doing after the predator, a 400-pound male, tried to enter her home on July 31st.
Ooh.
I haven't regretted my decision at all, but the way people in this town initially responded was initially disheartening. She's a self-described animal lover. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Just let him eat my whole family up?
If you love somebody, Karen, okay, you got to be willing to love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. You got to put on them high heels for that black bear. So she says, the town didn't like her. She got vicious attacks on social media, with one woman posting her home address online, inviting others to make her life a living hell.
Me, you talked about this. There needs to be a law against that. I guess that's doxing.
Yeah, doxing.
Yeah, that needs to be a federal law against that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be able just to post people's shit because you put them in jeopardy. You put their lives in jeopardy, put their family in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
What does somebody got to be dragged out and beaten and shot in the street for somebody to go, oh, we ought not allow people to put people's public information out like that?
Yeah. When white people galvanize, man, it can be really destructive, you know? We saw what happened over Gatorgate, you know? Like, motherfuckers will come for your whole life. Harambee, yeah, they'll come for you. I mean, what I think people need to start doing is if you have an animal that you are responsible for the death of, tell everybody it was a black person. then nobody will leave, nobody will fuck with you,
nobody like, would care.
It's the only way.
Tell them your cameras didn't work.
Tell them I killed a black man. I don't know why the paper said black bear, and they'll be like, oh my bad, all lives matter, you have a good one. Mm-hmm. And they'll leave you out, they'll leave you alone. So there you guys go. Okay. Some dude in Charlotte actually shot and killed a black dude because he said there were hoodlums outside of his home. Mm-hmm. And he said he was a neighborhood watch, and I'm going to have the neighborhood meet these hoodlums up out there racing and up and down the street. It's 1 a.m. There's some devil in them. They have firearms, and we're going to secure our neighborhood. If I was you, I would send the police department out here quickly as possible. He went out and shot somebody. And he explained in the aftermath, I yelled at them, please leave the premises. They were shooting firearms, so I fired a warning shot, and we got somebody that got hit. I fired my warning shot like I'm supposed to by the law. They do have firearms, and I'm trying to protect myself and my family, he said. The dispatcher asked who's been shot and how badly are they injured and where exactly is the victim. He said, please just send the car. There's friggin' black males outside my friggin' house with firearms. Please send PD. Thank you. Then he hung up. When they arrived, they found 20-year-old black man Corin Rodney Bernard Thomas dying of a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the hospital a short time later. Raleigh police say Copley, who's white, fired at Thomas from inside his garage. Copley was questioned, then taken to the county jail, where he's charged with first degree murder. If convicted, he could face the death penalty.
Goddamn right, charges ass. Too bad he's not a police officer.
He would have got away with it.
Yep. The family and friends say he died for no reason, of course, for the victim. Of course. David Walker, who was with Thomas that night, told the Raleigh News and Observer that he and Thomas were over on Single Leaf Lane, the street where Copley lives, trying to crash a party. About 50 people were attending, half inside the home, the other half spilled out into the yard. The two friends stood outside waiting for someone to give them permission to come in. When Walker said, a person they knew told them, bro, it ain't no girls. If there were no girls there, we figured we might as well go back home. As they were leaving, Thomas saw what he thought were police lights. Walker told the newspaper Thomas, who had marijuana on him, took off running. So, you know, they about to slander him for that. You know, that's about to be he had marijuana on him and he was running. I mean, he had to get killed by a random white dude. I'm looking at him running the whole time. I yelled at him, we good now, stop running. He turned his head back at me, and that's when the shot went off. We didn't know that it came from the house. We were all looking around like, who's got a gun? The city of Raleigh, where Thomas was killed, is still reeling from an incident in March where a white police officer fatally shot a black man. Authorities launched dual investigations after one officer shot and killed Akil Rakeem Lakeith Dinkins, 24, near downtown Raleigh during a chase. The shooting occurred shortly before city officials were set to discuss equipping officers with body cameras. Preparing to discuss. Anyway. That dude should have just been like he killed a black person and no one's doxing him. The threats aren't coming in. He's gonna be fine. That lady should have just said she killed a black person instead of a bear.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she would have been fine.
There you go. All right, let's get to Guess the Race, guys. Where's my Guess the Race music?
Mm-hmm. And Guess the Race is sponsored.
Hey, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to it. We sing the song first now. You over here jumping the gun.
Mm-hmm. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
What am I about to do? Mm-hmm, you worry about the sponsor, you didn't even do your part. Anyway, it's Guess the Race time to play the game that we all hate to play, or actually love to play. It's the game where we read articles and we guess who did what and what race they were. And today's contestant is Nick Jew of the What's the Tea podcast. She will be guessing, and Karen will be guessing as well, because she can't see my screen in the new studio. So, and the chat room will play along in their races. And Guess the Race is brought to you by Loot Crate. That's right. Get your August Loot Crate on, guys. You got to the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Loot Crate is a monthly crate. It's mystery. You don't know what's in it till you get it. It's filled with exclusive items from the biggest and best pop culture franchises. Go to lootcrate.com/TBGWT and enter offer code TBGWT, and you can get $3 off of any new subscription. Level up this month, okay? Go ahead and subscribe to the Lootware box. With Lootware, you end up getting like some clothes and stuff, okay? It's in the anti-hero collection, and it'll feature things such as Vengeful Suicide Squad and Punisher socks, a World of Warcraft tee you can't forsake, a Harley Quinn item for her that you'll go nuts over, and an Archer wearable that'll make you sploosh. Phrasing. So make sure you guys go to lootcrate.com/TBGWT, enter offer code TBGWT, and save $3 off, man. Somebody even told me today that like I'm unsubscribing and resubscribing because I want to make sure you guys get y'all Loot Crate percentage, and we appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, let's see. First article for you guys. How about this one? Soft touch justice. A teacher who stole nearly 60,000 euros worth of gift cards and trips intended for troubled kids is told to repay just $1
What?
Shameless Sharon May, 45 years old, admitted taking the government money, which was intended to go towards kids with depression and other issues. She has avoided jail after being handed a 2-year suspended sentence in order to do just 200 hours of community service. May, from Ermstrom, Greater Manchester, was back in court on Friday hearing to hear a decision on how much she would have to pay back for her years of fraud. The judge decided she had no assets worth selling, meaning she only had to pay €1 as a token order. The former religious studies teacher, religious studies? Wow. right? The nerve. the teacher at Earlham and Cadishead College in Salford was entrusted with running a government-funded scheme to treat troubled pupils. The Targeting Mental Health in Schools initiative, she was targeting them, all right, allows teachers to reward kids with mental health issues in the form of gift cards and holidays, but instead of passing the prizes to deserving children, she spent nearly €56,978 worth of treats on herself and her friends between May her friends. Damn, that's some dirty dog bullshit, man. Between May 2010 and December 2014, the vast majority of the money was spent on shopping trips. She also booked hotels and stayed at Center Parks for her and her unknowing pals. She was only caught on out following an anonymous tip-off. So her sentencing hearing heard her life had been left in tatters by her crime. Her marriage had broken down after her husband learned of her fraud. The judge said the offenses that you committed were significant breaches of the trust, and you got away with it because people trusted you. It's as simple as that. He said that she was no longer a respected teacher but a criminal. She's liable for the full amount for the rest of her life. If she comes into enough money to repay the debt, authorities could come after it. Guess the race of Sharon May.
White.
Nick Jew.
That's a nice weather we're having during a monsoon head ass white lady.
Okay. Sparta says misunderstood white lady. Nobody can judge her but the Lord. White woman who would have prayed for a God fearing black man. Stealing from the less fortunate, learned it from her pasty ancestors. Oh. Brexit Becky.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Fart sniffer white. Sister Mary schemer white. Oh, Brexit Becky. Oh my God. Anyway, everybody got it right. She was white. And let me show you guys her picture, and then I'll put the picture in Skype for Nick Jew to see. But yes, Brexit baby. I mean, no wonder the kids were depressed, you know. They not getting their gift cards. They can't take no vacations. You coming in balling, got the new Steph Curry's on, like
pulling them around and shit.
Hooking your friends up. The audacity, man. Good grief. Girl, you trying to go to Rome? It's on me. I got a gift certificate.
Girl, let's go get our Eat, Pray, Love on.
Yeah, I got a gift certificate for that.
Off these bitch ass kids.
We about to be the sisterhood of the traveling cards. these gift cards. All right, let's see. How about this one? A man has been accused of living with a corpse. Louisville, Kentucky. A man's been charged with murder after an investigation into the death of a woman found in her apartment decomposing under a pile of clothes. In addition to murder, Jonathan Lewis Herndon, 48, was booked for tampering with physical evidence and abuse of a corpse. Police officers were called to check on the welfare of Constance Thomas, but she was found dead in the apartment. I mean, it's just evil. It's just horrifying. It's just like the devil. Donna Kerger, the victim's best friend, said she described what was behind Thomas's door as a nightmare. I said, Connie is up there dead. I know it. And you need to call them or I'm busting this door down. On Friday, Kerger could not get a hold of Thomas, who lived in an apartment upstairs on her own. The night Herndon told Kerger he didn't have a clue where his girlfriend was. Oh, she was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Masculinity so fragile. She was like, I don't know, but if you see her, tell her I'm going to a friend's house. On Sunday, police checked the apartment and found Herndon unconscious to the touch, trying to, on the couch. And he was trying to overdose. They said he also wrote a note, though they declined to describe it. So it sounded like maybe he was trying to take himself out before they found that he had killed this woman. At first he said Thomas wasn't immediately found. You don't expect it to be concealed the way the body was concealed. He said Thomas was later found decomposing, hidden under a pile of clothes in her room. A bag had been placed around her head. Oh, he did it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I watched enough Fatal Attraction to know he did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just devastating because it could have been prevented. And Owens said, Owens is Herndon's former stepmother. She said she knew he abused Thomas years before when they first dated. She said Herndon was no stranger to violence against other women. So he's a classic predator. Mm-hmm. She said it's a classic example of an individual who has been given entirely too many chances. Kerger knew about their violent past as a couple. She just kept saying he's sick, he'll get better. Mm-hmm. Hey man, you gotta leave, man. You got to. Too many of these situations end up in death. And a lot of times the violence and the shit escalates when you do try to leave.
Yes, sir.
So, and our society just does a shitty job of protecting women in these situations. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the documentary I watched, but it was about domestic violence. It was on HBO. And I mean, it's just really eye opening because it's just like, even this system just does not protect women. Like, everything's like, they're not taking you serious, you know? And, you know, they, like, at one point, I think she was staying in, like, a safe house, basically. But the dude's family was threatening her family. Like, people were finding ways to get messages to her. Like, they just weren't very protective, you know?
No, and I think they even had one situation, I forgot where it was in the country, where the dude, like, showed up at the place the woman was at and, like, shot the place up.
Right.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
And then also, like, when you do go to court, a lot of times guys end up with slap on the wrist. So, like, you have a history of violence, but judges don't treat it seriously, you know? And the instance that you go to court for is not the only instance that you did something. It's normally mm-hmm. an escalated pattern until they have to report it or the police get involved and the police have to report it and things of that nature. But at any rate, that's what really happened here. They made it sound like he just killed some random person.
Mm-mm.
The weapon has not been found, but the death was blood force trauma. And inside the apartment, they also found a dead dog. Damn.
My God.
Everybody got some.
They are
trying to get more time for the dog than her.
Do you know? That's what happened with Michael Vick. They aren't sure if the dog died because it wasn't taken care of at the time it died, or if it was purposely killed.
It don't matter. He getting them years for that dog.
Guess the race of this sick individual.
White.
Yeah, I agree. He's white.
All right. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe the race will be. chalk skin peckerwood.
Oh my god.
Black, white, had a picture of the dog as his Twitter avi. Uncle Fred White, a lot of people are going with white on this one, and you know what, a lot of y'all are right. One of y'all did say black though, so and I can't send the picture of this one to you, Nick, but I'll send you a link to the site if you want to see it. That motherfucker looks gone. Like, I don't know if this is because he was in that drug stupor when they found him and they just took his ass directly downtown. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. Right. But
no, it can't. The picture came up. Oh my god.
Right? He like, that's an open and shut case, Johnson. Like, he did it.
Yeah, he did that.
All right, let's go to the bonus round. Play. No, not that song. This song. There we go. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race so far. We're all over the place, but I believe Karen and Nick are tied 2-2, right?
Woohoo!
All right, let's see who gets nervous in overtime over here. Okay, it's like the Olympics of racism going here. Okay, guys. A Little League coach has been jailed after bare bottom spankings for Jesus.
Wait, what?
A Little League coach has been jailed after bare bottom spankings for Jesus. North Carolina. A coach has been jailed for spanking young boys without their parents' permission. John, what? He didn't even get permission? You're not even supposed to be doing this? Dog, you cannot just, this ain't some shit you just pop up like, you know what?
Beat these kids.
You know what? I don't even think I need to tell nobody what I'm about to do. I'm about to whoop these kids' ass. Take them pants down. I want bare bottom. Jonathan Sean Russell, 33, pleaded guilty this week to 4 misdemeanor counts of assault on a child under 12. He'll spend 60 days in jail and 18 months on probation for his crime. His victims range from 8 to 9 years old. Arrest warrants obtained by the Citizen Times report Russell was accused of pulling down child victims' pants and his underwear and spanking him on his buttocks multiple times with his hands.
And no. Oh, no.
With the hands and everything.
I seen someone dead.
Yep.
You starting to piss me off, you little piglet son bitch.
Arrest warrant of in an attempt to explain his actions, the former Little League coach and conservative Christian told the court, if you fail to spank, you don't take God seriously. He also said, Russell told the court he spanked children based on instructions found in Shepherding a Child's Heart, a manual for Christians on child rearing.
Oh no.
In his defense, he took the stand and read aloud the following passage from the book. If you fail to spank, you don't take God seriously and don't love your child enough. I bet that page is worn to the
brim.
I bet he has just read that one particular passage a lot. It's circled, highlighted, everything. Like that page is bent. You got a bookmark on that page. The controversial parenting manual written by Pastor Ted Tripp is popular with conservative Christians looking for biblical justification to beat their children. These ain't even your kids though,
right?
You beating other people's kids, dog. You can't act like it's the same.
It's not.
Spare the rod. It's just like, what for my kid, nigga? Reports from the court proceedings note that one victim's mother said she felt helpless when her son told her he had been spanked by Russell for saying dang it. Oh, I know he was looking for the tiniest violations of smacks and booty. Is that chewing gum? Is that chewing gum? Oh, come on, take them pants down. Yeah, I had no words for my son that would erase the fear and embarrassment that this man made him feel for this humiliating, sadistic manner. And acts of this man have left wounds that a band-aid or doctors can't heal.
Wait, he was whooping the kids in front of the other kids?
It sounds like it.
Oh, man.
Another victim's mother said her son came home crying one night about 11 p.m. and told her what happened. It was a parent's nightmare. My son told me he had been assaulted by the coach, and that's why he didn't want to play baseball anymore. He loved baseball.
Oh, God.
He ruining people's childhoods, man. The woman went on to explain to court how her son is still deeply affected by the abuse. He doesn't allow people to hug him. In the weeks leading up to his trial, he started sleeping on the recliner because he was afraid Coach Russell will come and hurt him again.
Oh, my God.
Another victim's mother said Russell uses Christianity in a sick and twisted way. I detest you and what you did to my son. This is just sick that you humiliated my child. He was taken into custody after the trial. As part of the probation, he will not be allowed to be alone with a child under 18 or be involved in any activity with children under 18. I wonder if he's just gonna start spanking adults now. Everybody, somebody, child.
Hands laid on you.
Karen?
You said bare bottoms, not bare ass, white.
Okay. All right.
Spread that butter.
What about you, Nick Jew?
I was gonna say black because a pants down whipping, especially in front of company, is real black. But then you said that he read a book about parenting and, like, other people's kids. So, not us. Oh. White.
All right.
Let's see. You got the thing he used to wear in the summertime?
Check these old shorts.
Sweet Jesus.
Let's see what the chat room has to say. Trump supporter white. Promise keeper white. Spare the melanin and abuse the child white. Coach Calky. Oh. Black coach would have been praised like the Baltimore Riot Mama. Good point. Ah! White, Ofay, who spared no rod but spoiled them kids' lives. Before, bare hand or bare bottom white. And bad news, bears white. Oh. They spell bears, B-A-R-E-S. The correct answer is, everyone got it white. And I will show you guys what he looked like, man. It's, prepare yourselves. It's not good. If you were going with good, wrong. You got that one wrong. Alright, let's get to, Sword Ratchetness and we'll get out of here. Let me play the longest sound effect in, the podcasting game, the sword sound effect. I'll let you know when it's over, Nick Jew.
Thanks.
Now you keep your hands on my damn kid. All right, it's over. A man wielding a samurai sword sends a grand woman fleeing from her home. A grand woman was sitting in her living room Wednesday when she heard a man screaming outside her back door. When she looked to see who was causing the ruckus, she saw a man with blood running down his arms wielding a samurai sword. He started shaking her home's French doors, trying to get inside. I see how y'all tried to, like, low-key stun on us with them French doors, though. She put that detail in there.
He had crown molding, too?
Right. He came inside of my... inside of my raised ceilings and messed up my wood floors, my hardwood floors.
I just had a wax.
She watched in terror as the defendant walked around the residence swinging and hitting exterior house walls and windows with a long samurai sword. When she heard a door opening and crashing glass, she feared for her life and ran out of her house barefoot. The woman drove to 288 Street East and flagged down a passerby who gave her a cell phone to call 911. Man, that was some smart thinking on her hand, on her mind. She moved fast. She must not have been a person that makes turkey in the dishwasher.
Yeah, she was like, I like macaroni and cheese, but fuck this.
Pierce County Sheriff's deputies responded around 11:45 a.m. went down to the woman's driveway, and they found a 36-year-old man and his teenage son. What was the son doing there? The man wore a home monitoring device because he is being supervised by the State Department of Corrections. He told deputies that there were bodies everywhere and that they were after him. His son said his father had barricaded himself in a bedroom all night, then jumped out of a window with the sword, dashed into the woods toward the victim's house. Why did he have access to a sword? Deputy Lee, the man was high on meth at the time of the incident.
You don't say.
The woman's house sustained more than $5,000 in damage, with broken doors and windows and glass and blood covering the floor, walls, doors, and baby crib, according to charging papers.
Shit.
The bed had been flipped to cover a window. The samurai sword was found under an overturned stereo cabinet. The man pleaded not guilty Thursday to first degree burglary and first degree malicious mischief. He was ordered held on bail in lieu of $750,000.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, he's not guilty, man. You ain't got me on camera stealing no boxes.
It wasn't me.
Make sure you guys check out Nick Juicy and R to the Reginald over at What's the Tea.
Yes.
You know, one of our favorite people, man. And always glad to have you on the show, Nick.
Always.
I'm such a huge fan of the show. It's always great to be invited on. And since I don't hate the sound of my voice because I've been doing a podcast for 3 years, I will listen to this episode too. I don't have to skip it.
There you go. You can hear some of the sound effects you didn't get to hear.
I know, right?
You get some Easter eggs.
You find it hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much. I miss you all you so too. Much.
Oh, man. You got out of Raleigh just in time, though. It sounds like all shit is breaking out there. So I'm glad you're in Poughkeepsie now.
Yes.
All right, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. It'll just be me and Karen, and we'll get into a lot of stuff. So go to lootcrate.com/TVGWT. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.